One final segment here on Wildcat Insider before we finish it up for the year. It's crazy how fast all this goes. Feels like just the other day we were talking about football, but it was back in August, getting ready for the 2016 season. Really appreciate Wyatt Thompson's time throughout the year. He joined me via the phone earlier in the show, newsradiokman.com, the on-demand tab, if you want to hear his thoughts on the spring game. I did mention Isaiah Zuber briefly at the end there. Kelly thanks me for doing that. I was thinking about this during the break, too. Really, also guys that had nice games. I mean, Dalton Schoen, 4 catches, 57 yards. Corey Sutton, 4 for 61. Although Bill Snyder had a sly comment about him dropping a pass after he gave him some kudos on the sideline. Isaiah Harris had 4 catches for 40 yards and a nice return as well in the game. So you see the explosiveness that he has. He seems to me like a Dominique Heath clone, just a younger version of Dominique Heath that K-State will have at their disposal this year. So the receivers, that's a big part of why we feel like the Cats are so deep this year and the skill positions are so deep. Set up the week coming up. You got a lot of K-State baseball. You essentially have 2 weeks left to see the Batcats here in Manhattan. They will host Abilene Christian this weekend for a 3-game series. Next week, they will host Oklahoma, a very down-in-the-dump, slumping Oklahoma team that now that series looks very winnable next week for K-State, especially the way the Wildcats played last week, winning 4 games over top 40 RPI competition. And then if you have a chance, tomorrow at 6 o'clock, K-State will play Arkansas at the K, Kauffman Stadium. I'm very much looking forward to getting a chance to go to that tomorrow. The call will be Matt Walters and Brian Smoller, but they're going to let me tag along. Very nice of them to make that trip to the K. Arkansas is a very good team. I just checked the RPI earlier today. They're in the top 15. They're a good team in the SEC. They're 12-6 in that conference. That's a very difficult league, so this will be a tough game for K-State, but hey, speaking of SEC opponents, they already have a win at South Carolina earlier this year, as Mitch can attest to, because he called that game. So, that will wrap it up. Get out there, see K-State baseball. They are fighting and scrapping. Show that they have a pulse this past week. It will be, it appears, a tight race between them and Oklahoma State to try and get to Oklahoma City for the Big 12 tournament. Once again, for Wyatt Thompson and all his work and efforts throughout the year here on Wildcat Insider and Mitch Fortner, I'm John Kurtz. Obviously, you'll continue to hear the game throughout the week and on Mondays from now on. For both of them, I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening to Wildcat Insider throughout the year. We will see you when we see you.